Do you have herpes and you're trying to figure out how to navigate intimacy, especially with someone who doesn't? Or maybe you're thinking about dating someone who has it and you're not exactly sure what to expect. Well, in this episode of Herpes Wellness, I'm going to walk you through how I navigated intimacy in a long-term relationship with someone who had herpes when I didn't, what intimacy looks like now with my current partner who doesn't have genital herpes, the types of protection that I found to be the most effective, how my partner and I make choices together to lower the chance of transmission, and why someone's decision to be with you isn't your responsibility, but doing what you can to prevent transmission is. Hi, I'm Kat Dupree, and I help people to navigate life with herpes. And for those that are new to this channel, I want to welcome you. And for those that are returning, welcome back. I am so thankful to have you here with me today. Here at Herpes Wellness, we provide education, support, and empowerment for those living with herpes. And if you don't have herpes and you're just looking for more information, we're here to help you too. Now, before we dive in, I want to invite you to join our online community at herpeswellness.com. There you'll have free access to our forums where you can ask questions, seek advice, and help other members along their journeys. And for the first 100 people that sign up for the free support membership prior to June 30th, 2025, we're going to upgrade you to the Connection membership, which includes access to a whole bunch of cool features, such as a listing in our member directory and member search, direct messaging with other members, which is super cool, a group chat lounge, member-led events, both virtual and in-person, plus monthly live streams with me where we talk about everything herpes. Now, normally, a Connection membership is $19 a month, and you're going to get this access for free as long as you remain a member. So come join us at herpeswellness.com. The link is in the description below to sign up. So now let's get into it. So recently, one of our viewers asked a really great question. She said, I'm considering dating someone who has herpes, but I'm really worried about getting it, and what should I know? Well, first of all, major kudos to you for even asking this question, because most people hear the word herpes and they run like the wind, right? So the fact that you're actually sticking around and trying to understand more, that's just friggin' awesome. So thank you for that. And if you have herpes and you're trying to figure out how to navigate intimacy, especially with someone who doesn't have it, it can feel overwhelming at first, especially when you're trying to figure out what actually works and what doesn't. And look, I've been there and I totally get it. And navigating this with my current partner definitely isn't my first rodeo, because before he came into the picture, I was in a long-term relationship with someone who disclosed to me from the very beginning they had herpes. And the way that we handled intimacy looked completely different. So first, I'm going to take you back to that time and share what that looked like for us. And then later, I'm going to break down what works for my current partner and I. So after my ex had told me he had herpes, at first I was like, whoa. And let's admit it, who wouldn't feel or react that way? I mean, most of us have experienced that reaction at one time or another, right? I know I have. I'm sure you have as well. But after he told me about it, you know, I took a moment and I let it sink in. And then I had a ton of thoughts and questions like racing through my head. I mean, of course, I knew what herpes was, but I really wanted to hear about his experience with it, right? And what was really cool was that he was very open and honest about it, and he didn't try to sugarcoat anything. And he shared, among many things, that he had barely had any outbreaks since he had been diagnosed, and the precautions that he took to avoid transmission, and he also told me that none of his previous partners had gotten it. And after a very long conversation and everything that we talked about, I felt pretty reassured, and I felt like all would be good. Now, did I wind up getting herpes? Well, that's obvious, because I wouldn't be here talking to you, right? But I want you to understand something. I was in that relationship for 10 years, and I never had a single symptom, and I wasn't diagnosed until after the relationship ended. Now, honestly, I don't know exactly when I got it, because it was either at the tail end of our relationship, or I was asymptomatic and it just never showed up until after we broke up. You know, when we split up, there were a lot of stressful things happening in my life at the time, and as we know, stress is like this huge major factor when it comes to outbreaks, right? So maybe it lay dormant until that time, but you know what? That doesn't even matter. It's neither here nor there, because I never got tested and I'll never know. And it never even crossed my mind to do so when we were together. And I know that sounds crazy, but it just didn't. But now the big question is, how did we navigate intimacy, right? Now, I know I'm going to get a lot of heat and a lot of not so nice comments about this, but we navigated intimacy by using what I like to call the symptom method, meaning we based our intimacy on whether or not he had any signs of an outbreak. There were no barriers, there were no antivirals, just open communication and full awareness. And while I was with him, he seldom had outbreaks. And when he did, he let me know right away that something was coming on. Now, I know that might sound crazy to some people, but that's what we did. And we made that decision together. And like I said, I didn't have a single symptom for the entire time we were in our relationship. So when I finally found out I had herpes, I was surprised, but also not so surprised, if you know what I mean. And I have to admit, after I received my diagnosis, trust me when I tell you that I beat myself up for years about that choice. But you know what? I just don't do it anymore. It's not worth it. First of all, there's no point because it just is what it is. And I've learned to accept it. And honestly, looking back on everything now, I really wouldn't have changed a thing. Now, fast forward to today, with my current boyfriend who doesn't have herpes, we do things slightly different. After I disclosed my status, he was also taken aback too. Not surprising, right? I know I wasn't surprised, that's for sure. And he got really quiet at first. And then he took time to process things just like I did. And you know what? He needed that space to do that, just like you would if someone were to disclose it to you, right? By the way, giving someone space to process what you just told them is super important, regardless of what the outcome will be. And I will be talking about how to come out to your friends and family and a potential partner in the next episode, because that's a whole different conversation. So be sure to subscribe to the channel and hit the notification bell so that you'll know when that episode is available. But now I'm going to swing back to how my current partner and I navigate things. First, he took the time to do his own research on genital herpes, which I actually thought was pretty cool, right? Like I mentioned before, most people run like the wind, they judge you and they ghost you, which totally sucks. But he didn't do that. Instead, he came back with a ton of knowledge. And then just like I did, he asked me a ton of questions. And then, of course, he took some more time to think about things. And shortly afterwards, we started dating. Now, what method do we use? Well, we solely rely on me taking antivirals. We don't use any other protection because that's what feels right for us. And just like in my prior relationship, we made the decision together. And this is the way it should be. He totally understands what the chances are of him getting herpes from me, right? And let's be real. It doesn't matter what you do. There's always a chance of transmitting it, period. So in order for intimacy to feel easy and feel comfortable, you must be on the same page and you have to be willing to have open conversations about it. If not, you're going to be living in this state of worry and fear, and that's no fun now, is it? Now, another question I get asked a lot is, which protection works best? Well, here's the deal. There's really like no dead-on solution for this, right? Barrier methods such as condoms or dental dams can reduce the chance of getting herpes a little, but they're not perfect. And research shows that there's only a 30% reduction of herpes transmission using these methods. Like, shocker, right? I know I was shocked. I bet you thought that that number would be higher, but nope, it's not. And the reason being is because herpes can be located on a part of the body that isn't covered where there's skin-to-skin contact, right? So this is why my go-to has always been antivirals. And the reason is that they can reduce transmission from 3.6% to 1.9%, and they can also reduce the number of outbreaks up to 80% in most people. For me, when I take them as daily suppressive therapy, I don't have any outbreaks at all. Without them, I experience frequent outbreaks, which increases the possibility of transmission. And then plus, we'd have to stay away from physical contact in that way a lot more frequently. Now, this isn't a plug for Valtrex or anything, but I told you, I tell you what works for me. So I take 500 milligrams of Valtrex per day to keep my herpes at bay. I used to take 1,000 milligrams per day, but I had side effects such as dry mouth and fatigue. So my doctor suggested that I try a lower dosage, and it's been working really great so far. So I've been super lucky. Now, what works for me though may not work for you. So before you decide to go on any type of antiviral therapy, just be sure that you consult with your doctor or a licensed professional first, please. That's super important. And that said, there are some couples though that decide to do both antivirals and other protection together. Now, If an outbreak is located in an area where a barrier method would cover it, then great. Now you're reducing the chance of transmission even more, right? So again, it's really about making decisions that are right for the both of you. And there's just really no right or wrong way when it comes to preventing transmission, honestly. So just make sure that you're having open conversations about it. That's what's most important. Oh, and I also want to mention this too. When my boyfriend and I first started talking about it, it wasn't just like a one and done conversation. It's something that we continue to talk about. We stay in communication with, right? And the reason is that there are times when I want to go off antivirals to clean my system up, which I do for about a month each time. I personally just don't like taking medications for long periods of time, and I just want to give my body a break, right? So we talk about it together as to when that's going to happen, right? And I keep him updated regarding my symptoms. And during the times that I'm off antivirals and I'm having an outbreak, we find other ways to be intimate. And for all of you out there that just think that I'm referring to other ways as being close in that way, just get your mind out of the gutter. Just do it. Because trust me when I tell you, there are other ways that you can connect and be intimate with somebody that go way beyond what most people think. Now, there's one more important thing that I want to talk about. And after I received my diagnosis, I felt like many of you probably do, which is that I'd never be able to date in the real world again. I really thought that. So I went on dating apps that were exclusive to people like us and only dated people with herpes. That's all I did. And I did this for a couple of reasons. Number one, I was afraid to ever have a conversation with anyone. I was terrified. And two, due to the emotional toll that herpes took on me for so many years, I just didn't want to take the chance of bringing someone into my world. I just didn't want to do that, right? So when my boyfriend told me that he wanted to be in a relationship with me and that he was totally cool about my condition, I have to admit that I almost pushed him away because I felt guilty about the possibility of giving him herpes. I did. And you know what? That would have been a huge, huge mistake because I would have missed out on the most beautiful relationship that I've ever had in my entire life. And the reason why that I'm sharing this with you is because at the end of the day, he made the decision to be with me, just like I made the decision years ago to be with someone else who had herpes, right? The choice was his. It was totally his. And just like me, you're not responsible for someone else's decision to be with you. They're an adult and they can make up their own mind whether they want to be with you or not. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. This is what you are responsible for though, okay? You are responsible for being honest and for being clear and for taking the precautions that you both agree on, whether that's daily antivirals, barrier methods, or something else you want to do. You do what's right for the both of you, okay? But please, please don't carry the weight of someone else's choice. That's theirs alone to make. And trust me, this was a tough thing, a really tough thing for me to work through. But I've come to the realization that as long as I'm doing my part, right, and taking the steps that we've agreed upon as a couple, then if something ever does happen, I know I did everything that I could to avoid transmission. And honestly, that's all I or any of us can ever do. Well, that's all I have for today. So thank you so much for watching. And if you liked today's episode, please like and subscribe to the channel. And remember to join our free online community at herpeswellness.com. The link is in the description below, okay? And if there are any herpes topics that you'd like for me to discuss on this show, please leave it in the comments, just like someone else did. And again, thanks for tuning in. And I will see you the next time on the Herpes Wellness Podcast. Bye for now.